G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Mum and Dad Show. I think this is episode 20.
Oh, shit.
Is it? It'd be very close. If it's close not 20, too. It's 19.
Yeah.
G'day. My name's Isaac Butterfield. This is Claire Butterfield.
Hello.
We are your parents. So
yeah,
listen up.
So shut the fuck up.
Whoa. Well, that's just so mean. That's
sorry.
Just so mean. How you going, little Dickie?
I'm good. I've got producer Lordy's dog under the table, Bill.
Hello, and Bill.
Shout out to him. He's a beautiful rescue.
Getting around.
He's
now,
so
him and Littlefoot
sweet.
Love playing in the studio, but the problem is because they both chase each other, shit just starts flying.
And there he is. He's so warm.
What do you got to say for yourself, Bill? Oh, hello, Claire.
Isn't he beautiful?
Hello, Claire. I eat Lordy's audio equipment in the backyard.
Ooh. The kids, he doesn't mean to. The kids are going to love you, aren't they? Can't we get little Bill merch?
Oh, well. Dickie,
yes.
We have been talking about merch. So we've
yes.
got merch on the way. I've
yep.
been talking to some people. We're getting it happening. It's all happening for the Mum and Dad Show.
Yay.
But before we go into anything, this video, this episode of the Mum and Dad Show is brought to you by your company. Do you have a company, Claire?
Oh, my God. Can you believe it? Peachy by Rose. It's our squat sock. It's named after our beautiful greyhound, Rosie, as I'm sure you all know by now. But even though the name says squat sock, you can wear it for whatever. There was a comment last video, and it was a lady, and she said, it was a bit fucked actually. She goes, I'm fat and disabled, and the squat sock's really going to help me get around my house.
Yeah, well.
And I was like, yeah, they're like the grippy ones that the old dears wear.
It's sort of like, they're basically like hospital socks.
But fashionable
but
and made
fashionable.
For the gym. And they do help you with your squatting, because you're meant to squat on a level surface. You're not meant to have the arch in your shoe.
Yeah, and it's also good if you're a bit crook and you're getting around the house, let's say you've had an injury or you're pregnant or whatever, anywhere where you might have an issue with slipping and you don't want to walk around barefoot on tiles, that could
be
great
for
you.
I hate wearing normal ones now because I feel like I slide everywhere.
Well, you with the stairs.
Our, yeah, the
at
stairs.
At home. Yeah.
Ooh,
it's a bit scary.
The grips are so good.
The grips are great. So check out Peachy by Rose. Wear them to the gym, take your shoes off and squat in them or just wear them in your shoes. If you've got the shoes that are a little bit too small or too big, they actually make it a little bit more grippy. But
And take it to Pilates.
They're
lots
also very
Pilates
socks. So if you go to Pilates, you got to try the squat sock. And go to Peachy by Rose right now. And if you use the code word, can we remember what the code word was from last week?
Rosie10?
Rosie something.
Rosie20?
Rosie something. I will have a look at that because that is important.
Yes.
But if you go and you use that code word, you will get, I think it's 20% off.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Hang on, I'll find out.
Only for the Mum and Dad list.
This is episode 19, by the way.
Yay.
What am I talking about? Peachy by Rose. I don't know. We said it
all
in the last one.
All proceeds go to Rosie.
All proceeds go to Rosie's food fund.
They do, and her bedding fund.
So
it's expensive to get her orthopedic beds.
Oh, yeah. She needs the best.
Yes.
Only the best. So it's a very interesting episode today of the Mum and Dad Show because, ladies and gentlemen, the Queen is dead.
Fuck. I know.
How do you feel?
It's so sad, isn't it?
I am genuinely sad.
Me too. We were both. I remember you woke me up and you were like, something's happened. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, there's a poo somewhere in the house. You were like, the Queen's dead.
No, I did it in the toilet.
In the toot. You said, the Queen's dead. I was like, fuck.
I didn't believe it when I saw the news. I was like, no way. I thought this woman would live forever.
I thought she'd outlive both of
us. Basically because she's been stealing children's blood for the last 50 years. No, I tweeted about it and I said, all good lizards must come to an end because there is genuine concerns by people like David Icke that the lizard, the Queen is a lizard. But at the end of the day, it is, I know she's done some things that are a bit sus. She may or may not have drove Diana off the road. Apparently,
not personally.
I think she was one of the photographers.
She might have rang a little bell and just had, I don't know, some dude.
I heard rumours she was in the tunnel.
Oh, don't.
And she flashed her tits at Diana and she fucking swerved off the road. But no, it was.
There's been good memes.
There have been great memes.
There's been some great memes.
But I was genuinely sad.
Me too. It's like everyone's grandma.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so surreal. Because she's been around for so many generations of people.
Hasn't she been the Queen for, like, was it 70 years? Something crazy like that?
Yep. So
that's
everyone's... My nan, she loved the Queen.
96 years old. Like, 96. That's a good knock. And yeah. we've spoken about, Bluey and I have spoken about, I think we did it on this podcast too, about how long you want to live for.
It's an interesting topic.
Because I don't want to live for 96 years. Well, I guess it depends on your health, that's for sure. But you see people like, you know, your grandparents when they were with us, my grandparents now, like, they get to the close to 80 or over 80, and then they just start falling apart. But in saying that, I also know people who are 80 or older, and they're doing quite well. So I guess it depends on
quality
your own.
Quality of life.
Yeah.
I think as well.
Like, do you want to be in pain every day and just...
I'm in pain now.
I know.
We're all in pain.
But, like, I don't know. I just... And they're part of that generation too where, like, we had this conversation with my pop 2 days ago where we had to explain what Advil was.
Yeah.
Because he's got a broken vertebrae.
So he won't take anything for it.
Nah, because he won't listen to this. Right. He got constipated from the heavy meds, right? So he didn't want to take them. And you don't want to be on heavy painkillers. Well, I don't want my 82, 3, 4-year-old pop. I don't know how old he is. Once you get to 80, you're just 80.
I think he's 84.
Yeah, something like that. I don't want my 84-year-old pop, you know, running around off his head on fentanyl.
No, he might want to, but we say no.
He does. He said to me, I want to be off my head, Butterfield. And I said, no, pop, you got to remain calm for the family. But he's just been taking paracetamol. And paracetamol's fine for if you've got a head. Even some people say for headaches, like it doesn't really do anything.
No, I don't think it does.
But I had to explain to him, we had to explain to him what ibuprofen was, or as your mum calls it,
ibuprofen.
We had to explain that to him and he was like, oh, I've never heard of that. But I was like, what do you mean you don't know what
it is? Then you said Advil.
And then I said Advil. He goes, oh, I've heard of Advil before. It's like, 84, how have you sort of heard of Advil?
He's like, I've heard of Advil. And I was like, oh.
Old people make me sick. But yeah, the Queen's dead. And now King Charles III.
Not happy about it.
No.
I don't think anyone is.
Hey, it's sort of funny though. It's like King Charles Spaniel. Anyway, I don't know why that popped in my head then. But yeah, he's now the, and Camilla, the Queen's consort.
Fuck her. Fuck her to the moon.
Fuck Camilla.
If you know, you know. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, you don't like Camilla, do you?
Nah.
I understand that.
Nah.
I understand
Diana
that.
All the way.
Have you heard of the Camilla Gate
People's
tapes?
Princess,
have you heard of the Camilla Gate tapes?
No.
Lordy, have you heard of those? I'll play some. I'll try and find it.
It's not her in the bedroom, is
it? No. Camilla Gate. So if you don't know who Camilla is, it's...
You're not missing out on much.
Nah, it's fucking old loves. What's the name of Charles's
What's
hot bit
of
gear? She's a queen consort now, but this is the Camilla Gate tapes. This is a transcript. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to read this out. This is a transcript. So this came to light in 93, I think. So the Camilla Gate tapes, this is a conversation that takes place during Charles' visit to some joint. Camilla is at a home, and somehow this is taped. Actually, this recording...
Is it real?
Yeah. This is recorded on the 18th of December, 1989, and I believe it came out in 93. And this was a giant... issue for the royal family. This is Charles.
He was a bit anxious, actually.
Diana's so beautiful, but I just don't fucking want her.
No. It gets good. Where is it? Oh, fuck.
The suspense is killing me.
No, trust me. Charles.
I'm really enjoying this juice. It's a boost juice from Woolies, and it's called Bang On Juicy.
Bang On Juicy.
What you call me.
There's one bit where he goes, oh, I fill up your tank. Fill up your tank.
Yuck.
Hang on. Let me find it. But yeah, he starts off like that. So he's tuning Camilla, and this is when he's married to
Diana. Yep.
And everyone loves Diana.
Yep.
But
she was like their Steve Irwin.
Yeah, she's exactly the same as Steve
Irwin.
Exactly
the same.
I think she actually wrestled a few crocodiles.
Charles's big cockroach. Poor woman.
Where is it? Yeah, fucking Dixon, fill up this empty air, please.
I'm just really excited to know what it says.
So can you give us the background into what happened? So this is what broke up the marriage.
There's a true crime video on our second channel that we did about it. So if you'd like to learn more about what happened with Diana... Watch
on this channel.
Yeah, have a look on this channel and you'll see. If not, just Google it.
Okay, so Charles goes, I fill up your tank. And Camilla goes, oh, yes, you do. Charles goes, then you can cope. Camilla goes, then I'm all right. Charles goes, what about me? The trouble is, I need you several times a week.
Ugh.
And Camilla goes, so do I. I need you all the time. All the time. Charles goes, hiya. Oh, God. I'll just live inside your trousers or something. It would be so much easier. Camilla goes, what are you going to turn into? A pair of knickers? Both of them laugh.
Fucking pommies.
Oh, you're going to have to come back as a pair of knickers. And Charles goes, oh, wow. Charles goes, or God forbid, a Tampax.
Oh!
Just my luck.
He
now
did
he did.
Not.
Now he did. It says it right here.
Holy
Camilla
shit.
Goes, oh, you are a complete idiot. Oh, what a wonderful idea. And yeah. Charles goes, my luck to be chucked down a lavatory and go on forever swirling around the top, never going down. They both laugh.
This is the weirdest dirty talk I've ever heard.
And Camilla goes, oh, perhaps you'll just come back as a box. And Charles goes, what sort of box? And Camilla goes, a box of Tampax so you could just keep going. Oh, that's true.
Camilla goes, where are they talking like this?
This is on the phone to each other. Camilla goes,
how did this bitch survive and Diana is dead?
Talking about Tampax. Charles goes, do you... Camilla, sorry, goes, oh, darling, I just want you now. And Charles goes, do you? Camilla goes, And Charles goes, oh, so do I. This is the king, by the way. So do I. Camilla
get
goes,
on you, big fella.
Camilla goes, desperately, desperately, desperately. Oh, I thought of you so much at Yarby. What's Yarby? Charles goes, did you? Camilla goes, simply me. We couldn't be there together. Charles goes, desperate. If you could be here, I long to ask Nancy sometimes. Why don't you, says Camilla. I dance, says Charles, because I think she is so in love with you. What
Who's
is going
Nancy?
On? I don't know. But then they say goodnight to each other.
Oh, that's
and it's,
nice.
It's it just keeps going. But yeah, so he said, I want to be
couple a couple of old fucking horn dogs.
I want to be a Tampax and live inside you.
Our king, not our future king, our king, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and then he goes to sleep.
For
and
how
then,
long, we don't
so
know.
So this is when he's married to Diana and he goes, Charles goes, darling, Camilla goes, I do love you. Before the 8:30, I try and ring, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then they say, good night, 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 love you forever, night, goodbye, my darling, night, 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 bye-bye, going, bye-bye, going,
gone.
Going, night. I think that was actually the Queen's heart rate when about 3 nights ago. So yeah, so the King Charles, and don't get me wrong, like good on him, you know, he's rooting and all rooting tooting, but unfortunately he was married at the time, so that's not so great.
Not good on him, fucker.
What do you mean?
Camilla's fucked.
That's our Queen consort. You,
I don't give a shit.
You filthy, dirty, bloody Australian
bitch.
Criminal.
Nah, I don't like her at all. I understand that they started out together, but no.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. He was married and he had Diana and she did not deserve it and she gave him two questionable children.
Do you think that Diana would have said that Charles could be a Tampax and live inside her?
No.
Does everyone know what Tampax are? Tampons.
Couple of tampons.
Yeah. But you know what? Obviously it was sad that the Queen died.
Yeah.
But something sadder happened to us last night.
Did it?
Yeah.
On my vanilla slice.
Oh my God, you had two accidents last night with with the microwave. You did.
So we were bunkering down and we were watching our show. What is it on Netflix with Old Love from Downton Abbey?
Last Light.
Last Light. It's very good.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all. And I wanted my wheat pack for me neck and me back. And I use this every night, I dare say.
You've been using a lot of wheat packs recently.
I like my wheat packs.
You've just turned into one big wheat.
And Littlefoot started nibbling on it, but anyway, that's another story.
And he's put a hole in it.
Yes. Yes, good point. I need to say that. Thank There's a hole in the wheat pack.
There's a hole in my wheat pack and it's going everywhere.
It smells.
It does stink.
It does stink.
It does stink up
there.
I put
it in the microwave and I put it in for 2 minutes, as I always do.
Yeah, sometimes you put it in for 3.5 and it's fine.
Sometimes.
And it's fine.
Yeah. And then we smell something.
The wheat pack has caught fire.
It's caught fire in the it's fucking microwave. Steaming. It's smoking. The house stinks.
Stinks.
It's crackling.
And but this wasn't so your wheat pack's gone. It's gone the way of Elizabeth. Out the window.
Crackled.
I threw it out the front off the balcony.
And I put water on it just to stop the frizzing.
And it did. It went. I was like, oh my God. But it stunk the house out. And it actually reminded me when I was like, I think it would have been about 11. I put microwavable popcorn in the microwave. Uh-oh. And instead of doing it for like, I think you did what, 3 minutes? I did it for like 30 and then forgot about it. Fuck. It stunk the whole house out for a year.
Oh, darn.
The microwave was ruined.
Oh, ruined!
It was not good. But you also decided in your infinite wisdom, my dear wife.
Yep.
My little Tampax.
Thank you.
Living
you know where to
car.
Shove it.
to put your beautiful French vanilla slice in the microwave. Now, was there a reason you put it in there?
Yes.
Why?
Stupid.
Now, everyone knows what vanilla... Can you explain for the people who don't know what a vanilla slice is?
If you're an idiot and you don't know what a vanilla slice is...
Shout out to the people who don't know vanilla slice.
I'm not going to fucking tell you.
Find out on the Patreon.
Find out. Look up Darby's and it'll come up.
Yeah, Darbo's. Now,
Darby's pub. Anyway, so it was a little bit stale, the vanilla slice I got, so I've put it into the microwave.
We got that. We got
soften.
That. And everyone was talking up how fucking good this vanilla slice was.
The lady at the counter's like, oh my God, everyone comes
it's
in for
the
best.
You want
to
put it
so
inside
good.
You like a Tampax.
Oh, stop it. No. Anyway, so I put it in the microwave for 20 seconds and I wanted it just to soften the icing a little bit, freshen it up. And I've checked
my beautiful 90-year-old.
Yes, yes. And I've opened it and it's just gone. And then it's just yellow goo with a little.
It was custard. It's custard, isn't it?
It was just wet, warm custard.
What did
my
you say
favorite.
About it?
I hope a custard doesn't curdle.
You said something about custard last night. Me custard's curdled. Something like that. It was so funny.
I was like, oh, fuck. So we had two big issues last night in the Butterfield household with the microwave, but the microwave's fine. I'm a bit damaged from all.
But you know what? And this is a hot relationship tip for all the blokes out there.
Oh yeah, this is a sexy move from Butterfield.
What did your husband do?
He drove me down to Woolies and I got another one.
We got another French vanilla slice.
It was fucking perfect.
It was. People talk up. This is my brother Jonas is always like, mate, why do you go around supporting Woolworths? Why don't you support the small people? Because they sell fucking stale French vanilla slices that fault under
fuck
the microwave.
Your small business and so your stale fucking cakes.
If you got a small business out there, fuck you. All right? It's Woolies or nothing.
Yep.
And if you are a low socioeconomic person shopping at Coles, yeah, I'm talking to you.
I grew up shopping at Coles.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh.
I've been Woolies for life, baby. Don't get me wrong, we do go to Aldi and get the Kennys. I know people are mad at me for talking about Kennys.
Why?
Okay, so Kennys is a low-calorie ice cream. It's like Halo Top, but it's like half the price. Mm. Well, it was half the price. And it's now Aldi have put the price of Kennys ice cream up. You fucking Scandinavian. Are they Scandinavian? Where are they from? German? You fucking krauts?
I don't like the Aldi staff, personally.
Oh, they're pigs.
I've yet to meet one that's fucking nice.
They're pigs.
Yes. Everything's an issue. You just standing in line's an issue. You're like,
oh my God.
Do you want a magazine? No! No, I don't want your catalogue.
Well, who takes... Anyway, you had a great point last night that we're going to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
In a couple
New
of,
Zealand.
On the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of this month.
Yes.
So come and see us live. Dixon will be there as well. Doing some shows in Auckland, Wellington, and somewhere else.
Lol.
It's a surprise. It's a surprise to all of us. It's come off. Oh, my Ooh! God. It came off.
For those of you listening to this, Isaac's little fluffy bit.
In fluffy bits come
his
off.
My microphone fell off.
My microphone's foreskin came off.
Yeah, it did.
It's Jewish now, hooray. So we're going to New Zealand and it's where your family's from.
I'm a bit Maori. I don't know why I did Irish.
What? I was a bit Maori. We're a bit Maori. We love
I'm
it.
Get
we love haggis and facial tattoos.
I'm not Mary. I'm
I love
respect.
My fino. Fucking Wally.
Well, I don't know how to do it. I don't want to talk about
it. Oh, cheer, bro.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
That's me.
Oh, come on, cuz. You got
cheer,
it.
Cheer, cuz.
Oh. Oh,
oh, yeah.
Oh, fauna.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
bit
yeah.
Of oak milk.
Oh, kia ora. you're going to be blown away by how much they say, because they've really adopted the Maori language in New Zealand, which same. I think is beautiful.
I have too.
Have you?
Well, I did. I think my own version.
Ah, yes, yes.
Got an inflection to it.
Because, well, as an actual proper New Zealander, you know that the correct...
I can say that, yes.
As the correct way to pronounce, like, Maori words, you have to say it in a Scottish accent, otherwise
everyone
it doesn't count.
Everyone knows that. Yes. If you don't, you're a dipshit.
If you don't now, no, you do, you bastard.
And if you don't know, no. Now you know.
No, 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 no. So yeah, so
I
we're
didn't
going.
Say
so you're going back there, you little hobbit.
Yeah, I'm going back to me dwell.
Do you dwell? Do you dwelling? Yeah. Your little hobbit home.
Yeah. Going back to where I should have fucking stayed.
Oh
no, no. My great grandmother and father were there.
Your great grandmother and your father, or great grandfather?
Father. But nah, should be good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I hope the shows go good. I hope everyone's nice.
I think it'll be a great, great couple of shows. I'm really looking forward
I'm
to it.
Excited so to meet some people.
There was a, we want to get on to Mind Your Business this week, but there's a few quotes.
Oh.
There's one quote that you came up with last night.
That watching I thought our show.
You're watching your show. So there was a few bullets being fired on this show.
Just on the lounge.
On the
lounge. Licorice bullet.
I was throwing licorice bullets at Claire to keep her mouth shut.
Stop falling asleep, you bitch.
Stop throwing things in the microwave, you bastard. And there was a shootout.
Yes.
On the TV show we were watching last night. And Claire said arguably one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I wrote it down.
Oh,
Claire said, I reckon I could outrun bullets because I can't run too straight.
I stand by my statement. I meant every fucking word.
I can't run too straight.
I don't. I run on an ankle. So I feel like for a sniper or something to try and get me, I'd constantly...
Talking to your fucking microphone, you
loop. I'd constantly be moving around.
So you reckon you'd outrun the bullets because you can't run straight?
Yeah, fucking oath I would.
Oh, well said, babe.
Thank you. I think I'd be all right.
I think you'd be fine.
Yeah. Mind you, if I was just perusing, they'd get me. But if I really got me speed going back when I did in year six, that was me quickest.
Why do you think people would shoot bullets at you? Maybe the Maoris.
I did an Irish Maori accent.
Listen,
I married a bigot.
We've got a few things to get through today, so let's move on really quickly.
The Q&A's?
We've got to get to Mind Your Business. We'll do it. Yes. Let's do that at the end because there's a couple other things I wanted to bring up.
Oh, Jesus.
We lost someone else this week.
Who?
Tracy.
Oh, Tracy Grimshaw.
Tracy Grimshaw from A Current Affair.
Oh.
Gone. Retired.
She joins us in our living room every night at 7 p.m.
It's the Queen and her. They're the most important women in our lives.
Yes.
And absolutely. They're gone in the same week. So maybe we'll have to have a podcast episode dedicated to Tracy down the line.
The best of A Current Affair.
The best of big, sexy, blueberry Trace.
Oh, those outfits.
Do you know apparently she's a lesbian, allegedly?
I could totally see that.
Who
she's
told
a lesbian,
us that?
Allegedly.
Someone did.
Gallagher?
I don't know. Someone told us.
It was.
Someone told us. You sure?
Yeah.
Like, and no.
Something about a yacht.
Someone on a yacht.
And it
smelled like. No, it was someone who. Someone told us that he worked on a yacht. It wasn't Gallagher.
No, he knew someone that said it.
Maybe he knew someone.
Yeah.
And they said they went down there after a big party and it smelled like pussy.
Yeah, pussy and wine. All our favourite things.
And the Queen.
And the Queen.
So shout out to big lesbian Trace. Yeah.
I hope she is. She'd be a great leso.
Do you reckon?
Just.
She's big.
She's big.
She's
and
got
curly.
Big shoulders.
She's like a big support worker.
Doesn't she? She looks like she works for the NDIS. It's like if a kid plays up, they call Tracy. Tracy turns up right.
I remember back in the day before support workers were like the trendy job to do because people realised they could get paid heaps for not doing that.
Doing
much.
Fuck all.
No offence.
Don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's good support workers
there
out
are,
there.
But a lot of them are fucking stupid 19-year-old girls that are like, so I'm working in this share house and Brad's like 70 and he touched my boobs and I shower him.
That's like a real quote from someone we know.
It is. I don't want to say anymore. Yes. But back in the day, all the support workers.
He's so cute.
Workers,
he touches me on the tits. Oh my God. So but he doesn't know what he's doing.
Back in the day, they were all big lesbians.
Butchers.
Yes.
Big butch. That's where the name butcher comes
from. Like Seccos.
Yeah.
And now you see like little young 18-year-old blonde girls walking around doing it and you're just like, oh.
Do you ever see like a big lady working the door at a security? Nothing gets me more turned on.
I bet.
Than a big woman. Than a woman that looks like she could carry you to bed.
Big burly bitch.
I tell you what, if your lady can't carry you to bed,
yeah,
she's not a real woman.
And I'm not.
If she can't throw you over her shoulder and smack you on the ass and pull your pubes out of your scrote, that's not a real woman.
Oh.
You're not a real woman, Claire.
I know.
You're a joke.
Yeah.
You're a joke. Get on testosterone, grow a penis and grow up.
I wrote it.
Moving on. What's the best chicken restaurant?
Yes. We were talking about this the other day. So we were talking about Henny Penny, KFC and Red Rooster.
Now, I will interrupt you there. A lot of people don't know Henny Penny.
Yeah. You poor things.
Henny Penny, I think, is just a Newcastle thing, right, Lord? Raymond Terrace. There's one near us.
Henny
there's
Edgeworth.
A couple in town there.
Yep.
But back in the 90s, they were everywhere throughout Newcastle, possibly the Central Coast as well. I'm not too sure.
My nana loved it.
It was fine.
She loved their barbecue chooks.
So I think Henny Penny is almost like, it's like a Bilo. It's like Bilo, right? Do people know Bilo still? People know Bilo.
It's like a reject shop.
Yeah, it's like the Aldi.
Yes.
It's like Aldi. KFC is like the upper class.
Woolies?
Woolies. KFC's yes. Woolies.
Yes.
Red Rooster's Coles.
Yep.
Henny Penny's Aldi.
I love this. That's perfect.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what it is.
So you go to Henny Penny and you don't expect the best. Like you go to KFC, you expect a decent meal, right?
I want to hope so.
Like it's okay.
Yes.
You eat it, you feel like shit afterwards.
Always.
You feel awful.
Yes.
But it's all right going down.
Gets the job done.
Mm. Henny Penny, you go there, you might get a bit of a bargain. You'll still feel awful.
Mm.
But it tastes like... The food they serve at Henny Penny tastes like the shit that you could pull out of your freezer and cook in an air fryer.
100%.
And then there's Red Rooster.
Mm. They do a good chicken and gravy roll. I do get that at the airport.
You do get chicken and gravy rolls at the airport, which is confronting.
Producer Lordy likes them too.
There's this...
They're so good.
You two would, you fucking freaks.
They're nice. The bread's beautiful.
Gross.
It's really nice.
A chicken and gravy roll.
Yeah. What's wrong with a bit of gravy?
All right. Lordy's got to go home. Let's get on to Mind Your Business.
We weren't invited to, so I'm putting
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mind Your Business. This is Claire's favourite and my favourite segment on the Mum and Dad Show for episode 19, where we go to the Q&A section of Little Dixon's Instagram. Go and follow at Little Dixon Claire on Instagram. And Claire usually pops up. You got a frown on your face. What was that question?
People are just so weird. Most of you are lovely, but some people are just so fucking strange.
What? So, yeah, you go in, you usually ask this question the night before we do a podcast, which we did last night.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for the podcast for Mind Your Business?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do we got?
All right. We've got a fair few.
Okay, let's go. Maybe let's go through 10 today.
Would you adopt another greyhound, and if so, how many?
No.
Yes. All of the
hounds. Can't. There's too many dogs in the house already.
We can't, but we would. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Which one? Second favourite dog breed other than greyhounds and whippets?
Italian greyhounds.
Italian greyhounds? Yep, Iggy's.
Yep.
Okay.
This is the great segment.
What?
Come on, Dixon.
I want to get good ones. Some of them are shit. No offence, guys.
Give me some shit ones. What do you mean by shit? And name and shame too.
Okay. How's Dobby? Yeah, he's good. Thanks. Mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business. Dobby's fine. He's
Dobby's
in the other
fine.
Room.
Dobby's fine. And then this one's weird. It just says, will you do your house up?
What? Will I what?
Will you do a house up?
Let me have a look. Maybe
will
you forgot.
Do your house your?
I think you've forgotten how to read.
Shut up. Have a look at it.
Will you do a house your, a house tour?
Mind your business,
you freaks.
That's so weird. I hate people that do that.
Oh.
Here's me house.
Yes, this is our oven.
Stop trying to flex everyone, you dickhead.
Well, to flex a little bit, we've got an Italian oven.
Yeah, we do.
That doesn't really work well. It's one of the worst ovens I've ever used,
right.
But it's Italian.
This is, you'll like this.
Came with the house. I didn't buy it.
Would you ever move from Newcastle?
No, fuck you. No, I love Newcastle. We've been all over the world.
Yes.
I tell you, this is the best city in the world.
Yes.
Suck us off. If you disagree, eat a
fuck
dick.
Off.
You're wrong. Yeah.
Will you ever come back to stupid fucking Canberra?
No, I guess so. I guess so. Probably on the next tour. And I don't think we'll tour for another. We won't tour next year, probably the year after, halfway through the year after.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a bit of a gap.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we'll be back.
Well, this is a good one. There is a girl I like at work.
Ooh.
How do I make advances without making it awkward?
How do you make advances? You don't make advances. Advances sounds so creepy.
Oh, bless you.
He made advances towards me. That is not what you want to do. That sounds like something the opposing counsel or the prosecutions.
No, yes.
The prosecution's game. Your client made advances towards ours. Mm. Don't make advances. Just say hello to them.
Suss out if she likes your first big dick, I reckon. And then if she does, then ask her to hang out. And if she gives you a bit of the what's for, then leave her.
What type of date should you ask for on the first date? What's the go-to date, do you reckon?
If you have dogs, a dog walk. And if not, a coffee date. And if she doesn't drink coffee or tea,
you're fucked. A lot of people say coffee dates are no good.
Why?
Well, it's not like – that's how you get friend zone, they reckon.
How?
I tell you what, if you ask a girl on a coffee date and you get friend zone,
what about when I got hit on
ugly.
That time at the gym? This big fucking creep was at our gym.
Wasn't me, was it?
No. And he said, I'd love to take you to get a wood fire pizza at Redhead.
That's right.
It was the weirdest thing. This was years ago,
so
by
Redhead,
the way.
Redhead is a suburb near where we grew up.
Yes. And it was such a specific place. This random dude said, he said hello, and I said hello. And then after the hello, and he goes, I'd love to take you to Redhead to get a wood fire pizza. And I was like, that's the most specific thing I've ever heard. I was like, no, thank you. And walked away.
Can I take you for a wood fire pizza, please? They're so crispy and delicious.
How did you and Isaac meet?
Maccas.
Maccas. We met at Maccas on a night out.
On the cans. Dixon was on the cans. She had 14 VBs. She tried to finger me.
Advice you'd give for a 16-year-old moving out of home for the first time?
Jesus.
Oh, darling.
Report your fucking parents to docs. Why are you moving out at 16?
Oh, darling. Okay, so obviously something's going on there.
Something's going on there.
Oh,
darling. What advice could you give?
Do you have a family member? Family friend or family member you could reach out to?
If you are moving out, you need to move out with someone you really trust.
Yeah, be careful who you move out with, darling. That's
Be very, very careful. Move out with the first person you see.
Just because you're desperate to get out of home.
Make sure it is. Yes. But also, if your environment you are in is so negative, then you need to get out. Mm. But just be careful.
Advice for getting over a relationship where the other party falls out of love with you.
The best way to get over someone is to get under someone else.
That's so true.
Ladies and gentlemen, is that a good way to wrap up the show or what?
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm going to go to the toilet.
How's the garden coming along? Good, thanks.
Garden's
Bye-bye.
Killing it. Do we need to do another garden vlog for the second channel? Absolutely. Make that tax deduction. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on the Mum and Dad Show. We'll see you next week for episode 20. Dickie, your last words.
Toodaloo, au revoir, bye, mind your business.
Noot, noot.
Love you, kids. Yay.